This is KCUR 89.3. The new secretary of the Kansas Department for Children and Families has come into her role promising a thorough review of the agency, staffing changes, and more accountability following allegations and outrage that problems in the foster care system were swept under the rug. While her predecessor could sometimes be gruff, Gina Meyer-Hummel is soft-spoken, and she says she wants to bring more compassion and humility to the state's social welfare agency. During her first week on the job, Meyer-Hummel spoke with KCUR's Madeline Fox.
Shortly before your predecessor, Phyllis Gilmore, announced she was going to retire, she came in front of the Child Welfare Task Force, which you are a member of, when lawmakers raised the issue of missing kids. Mm-hmm. And we learned that there were more than 70 kids missing from the system at the time. What were your thoughts in that moment?
It was really concerning to me. And I mean, it's certainly been a top priority since I've gotten the office. I have gotten the daily report we talked about. We are actively working with law enforcement for some of these kids, and working with our contractors to find all of them and make sure their needs are being met.
Were you surprised by the number? Is that typical? Is that high?
I think I was surprised. I mean, you certainly hope kids don't leave placements. You certainly want them to feel comfortable. I mean, you recognize that these are kids who've had very traumatic histories, some of them. But yeah, I mean, we need to be then trying to be responsive to those needs.
One of the other things that got the task force riled up, so to speak, was reports that dozens of kids are sleeping in contractors' offices. Because there wasn't a place to put them there either at that time, or they had needs that couldn't be met in placements. Mm-hmm. Where is that on your priority list?
Well, we've certainly already started having those conversations as well with the contractors, and we're getting daily reports now. I've asked them to, if there are kids, they need to tell us right away how many, why, what are they doing to try to address this. We have a responsibility to come alongside our contractors and help create options for kids if that's what's needed. If it's that we don't have beds or we don't have capacity to meet the needs of the children who we currently serve, then we have to help them.
So are these problems, kids running away, kids sleeping in offices, are they symptoms of a bigger problem or something else that the agency has to look at more broadly?
We have a lot of kids in custody. We have obviously a record number of children in out-of-home care. And so I think one of the things that we have to do differently is we have to work to strengthen families so that kids can remain safely with their own families. And I think that's a great opportunity for us to do more prevention work. We need to look at our assessment and making sure that, you know, that we're removing the right kids, and then again look at our timeliness to serving kids and families. So are we acting with a sense of urgency?
So along with foster care, the Department for Children and Families is responsible for state assistance. That's food mm-hmm. assistance, cash assistance. Both Phyllis Gilmore and Governor Brownback have emphasized self-reliance. It's getting mm-hmm. people away from needing state assistance and towards work. Do you think that's the right approach?
I think certainly most folks don't want to be dependent on state government. Most folks want to be independent and living on their own accord. So I think I absolutely think that's the right approach.
There's a KU study that's going on that's looking at the relationship between the reduction in the number of people mm-hmm. on TANF through these time limits and these work requirements and the number of kids in foster care, mm-hmm. which have gone in opposite directions. Preliminarily, they're saying that there seems to be at least a little bit of a connection. Do you think that that's right based on what you've seen in all the different?
I need more information. I need to hear what their findings say. I need to look at the data that we have internally and kind of draw our own conclusions about it.
That was Gina Meyer-Hummel speaking with KCUR's Madeline Fox in the Kansas News Service studio. Meyer-Hummel has just taken over as head of the Kansas Department for Children and Families. Friday, the University of Kansas will release its findings about whether there is a link between new restrictions on welfare and the number of kids in foster care.